The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, on our way to Canada, it's total health time.
Almost.
TMB will be on tomorrow. We'll be talking about what you can expect up there. Also, I mentioned we got a special, a special hour-long episode with naturopath Roseanne Lindsay tomorrow. Absolutely great stuff, and I'm looking forward to that. Now, for now, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. And I'll try not to mess with Super Don's head. I got word on the break. I was like, you're playing with your producer tonight, and he's not sure where we're going.
it's all fun and games. That's all.
It's like not like we've been doing this for one or two days, right? And every once in a while, you're like, I got to throw him a curve somehow.
Yeah, you get me once in a while. That's true.
Well, once in a while, right? And it's like you definitely have gotten me over the years occasionally too. So there. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. 866-939-2355. We do have some information coming in, or questions and comments coming in from the website, robertscottbell.com. I hope you go there. Tell your friends. And the archives are up at SoundCloud as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podcasts through Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and, of course, the fastest way to get them right here on our syndicator, GCN, and Talk Network. So I think we'll see some folks that I know. Ben Fuchs, I think, is going to be up in Toronto as well. He's also on GCN. And so good stuff happened. Good stuff coming on board here. And upcoming events, even more of them. They're in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, this is one of those stories we open with, and do I sound like an egomaniacal talk show host when we talk about all the times that I happen to be right? Does it annoy you?
It does not annoy me. I mean, listen, we're in this together, so it's it's kind of neat to see these type of things come up, because for so long you've been, you know, one of the lone voices in the wilderness on a lot of these ideas because they were so unorthodox back in the day. You know, how could you possibly say that? That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't coincide with science.
Yeah, it as Jerry Doyle says, sticks your finger in the eye of established science. Did you send this story to JD? Because he'll love this story.
No, I need to, though, because you're right. Yeah. This is one of those ones that I think this particular topic here was one of the, correct me if I'm wrong, the first aha moments that Jerry had with talking with you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those moments where he gets, you know, because I remember the early years with Jerry Doyle, he would always have me on to talk about fat. Weight loss, things like that. I don't know what it was about that. He liked talking about it. And I got on the show and I said, Jerry, if you want to lose weight, you know what you got to do? He says, no, what? I said, eat more fat. Three words, eat more fat. And I think at that point, it got him. It just put a screw loose in the brain, because we all have this, you know, we were all brought up, fat dangerous, fat bad, don't eat fat, eat low fat, no fat. Of course, this is all chemical craft storm talk. But in the 20th century, they made us be afraid of all the food our ancestors ate. Before there was genetic engineering, before there were pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, you know, all the things that have corrupted the food supply, we ate fat, and sometimes a lot of it. And we didn't necessarily fall over of a heart attack. That happened when they started doing trans fats, low fat, you know, the non-saturated, the vegetable oils that they fry up and they would become trans fats. So here's a big article, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, thanks to Captain Morgan. It says the case against low-fat milk is stronger than ever. Would that indicate a trend? I mean, it's sort of like if it was one thing and they go, oh, yeah, you know, that guy that said eat more fat, he was off of his rocker. We had one weird study. Now all the studies are coming out. But they're saying it's stronger than ever. That means it's been growing in strength over the years. Things I've been saying have only become more right. How can something be more right? It's just right or it's wrong, isn't it? No, it's not. Now it's more right because there's more science to support it, whatever the hell that means. Well, skim milk. Full fat, and I can speak of this because I remember skim milk. I've talked about it on the air. We had our breakfast cereal fortified with synthetic nutrients, if that were possible. That's an oxymoron, synthetic nutrients. And we would put skim milk from the factory farm in our cereal, our grain.
Yeah.
Before that, you loved that, didn't you?
I hate skim milk. I mean, listen, I've always preferred whole milk. Over because the skim milk, it was like blue water.
Yeah, it was silvery blue. It was like, this is just plain weird. And I had no idea pasteurization, homogenization, taking the fat out of it, because we were all told fat is bad, so we better eat skim. That'll be the healthy stuff. And a new study published in the journal Circulation, Dr. Dariush Mozafarian. I think it's an offshoot of Rastafarianism, Mozafarianism. I don't know what that is. And his colleagues analyzed the blood of 3,333 adults. Well, that's a great number. 3,333 adults enrolled in the Nurses' Health Study of Health Professionals follow-up study taken over about 15 years. And guess what? They found that people who had higher levels of three different byproducts of full-fat dairy, had on average a, get this, 46% lower risk of getting diabetes than those with the lower levels. In other words, if they avoided the full fat, they had a higher risk for diabetes. Imagine that. Fat is good for you. Remember what they say about diabetes? Obesity, diabetes. Stay away from the fat. No. Don't stay away from the fat. Stay away from the fake fat, the phony fat, the refined fat. Embrace the fat. And you'll be much better for it. And of course, the full fat stuff, oh, no, it's way too high in calories. Remember, they're still buying that load of garbage, calories in, calories out. How do you metabolize the calories? What's connected to those calories? That might matter. Oh, no, it's just calories. It's math. Like you're a freaking mathematical equation. You're not human. You don't interact with your environment distinctly differently from any other human. No, you're a robot. They want us to be all robots. Whether they replace us with robots or not, we become robots by eating low-fat, no-fat, chemical crap, storm refined foods. There's a separate study published in the American Journal of Nutrition. They analyzed the effects of full-fat and low-fat dairy on obesity and found that among over 18,000 women in this women's health study, those who consumed the most high-fat dairy products lowered their risk of being overweight or obese by 8%. Nearly a 10% reduction by embracing the fat. Super Don, what do I got to do? Stop and kiss myself? Come on.
Well, listen, and the part of this story that we talked about a while back, especially in the conversations you had with Jerry Doyle, is how this was a huge scam.
Yeah.
You know, it was fueled by the desire and the need by the industries to make money. By pushing all of these low-fat products, everything was, hey, low-fat yogurt, low-fat milk, low-fat cottage cheese, low-fat this, low-fat that. Everything was low-fat. And, I mean, can you imagine all of the disease that has been created over how many years now, how many decades
this
low-fat thing has been around?
Right.
And why? And who did that?
How many people have died? How many people have died? Because they bought the lie in the 20th century that fat was evil. How many people are on statin drugs today because they get the idea that fat is evil or cholesterol is evil? Again, we've been sticking our finger in the eye of established science for years, not because we take any great joy in doing so.
Oh, we simply, do. Oh, come on.
Well,
come on.
All right,
we,
a little bit. We have fun. We have fun here. That's true. It's fun. But at the same time, what's even more fun is the fact if people wake up, as you wake up individually, and you go, oh my gosh, I've been eating wrong. And you start to eat correctly, whole, unprocessed, organic, clean, grow your own. And then your life changes for the better. Now, Mo Zafarian, the doctor, he's like hedging his bets. I mean, he's like, I'm not saying everybody should eat vast amounts of high-fat dairy if you're worried about diabetes. But, hey, you know, we could use some more money. Send more money. We need to study it more, right? That's always the case. Send more money. And that's the answer to that. Now, how about cholesterol? We do have a story on cholesterol out of the New York Times. And it says there's a drug that reduces LDL. They call it the dangerous kind, which is a lie as well. Like statins. They're saying, well, statins are going to run out of patent if they haven't already. We better bring in some more big blockbuster drugs in a hurry here. And they had a really high-tech solution, a great new drug category for cholesterol. And they'd studied like 12,000 patients. And what they found, oh, man, bummer, dude. It's not going so well for the drug industry. There was no benefit from taking this drug. Evacetrapib. What is there? I don't know what there. It's an Eli Lilly drug. They basically stopped the study. They said it was futile. It was futile. It was so bad it was futile. Participants taking the drug saw their LDL levels fall to an average of 55 milligrams per deciliter from 84. Shouldn't that be good? Right? Their HDL levels rose to an average of 104 milligrams per deciliter from 46. Yet, 256 participants had heart attacks compared with 255 patients in the placebo group. It gave them 256 to 255? Yeah, it gave them better numbers, better cholesterol numbers, but it didn't have not even a lick of difference. Whether you were on the drug or off the drug. 92 patients taking the drug had a stroke compared with 95 in the placebo group. Basically no difference. 434 people taking the drug died from cardiovascular disease like heart attack, stroke, compared with 444 who were taking the placebo. It didn't change a thing. They measured levels differently, but it had no impact except for the impact on the profit of Big Pharma, which they failed because they can't even get the FDA to approve this. And they realize it. They know it now. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. They don't know what the LDL levels mean. Maybe it's less important. They don't know. After all of this, saying cholesterol is the cause of heart disease, they changed the levels with a drug, and it did nothing. If you want to do something good, heal your liver, detox your liver. If you're not going to do a coffee enema, at least do some selenium and chromium. Right? The chromium will raise your HDL if you want to do that. Safely, it will. All right, we got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check us out online, robertscottbell.com. What about exercise and diabetes?
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
On that cholesterol drug failure, Superdon, you gave me that quote out of there. It says researchers have hypotheses, but no one is certain what went wrong, right? This goes to show you how all the peer-reviewed literature in the world doesn't mean they know what they're doing. They're observing and reporting on it, and then they go, oh, we don't know. And they say, we figure this thing out. Maybe it's the LDL level is less important than how it gets changed, said Dr. Paul Thompson, a cardiologist at Hartford University. But we don't know that. And I talked about changing HDL levels, haven't I, with the GTF chromium, right? And, of course, you see a protective mechanism associated with that. But, of course, what the GTF chromium is also doing is protecting your liver. It's helping your liver. Now, you name me the first cholesterol-lowering medication that doesn't destroy your liver, and then you'll have a news story. But they don't ever look into the fact that they're destroying cellular metabolic function in the futile attempt, disastrously futile attempt, to change cholesterol levels, as if it really were the primary cause of heart disease. And it's not even close to being primary. It's so far down the list of risk factors. You want a healthy heart? Eat clean food. Detoxify from heavy metals. Right? Keep your liver strong. Whatever way you want to, Super Don. I won't say the way you need to, but you, whatever way you want to do that, it's okay. It's okay. I don't judge.
Okay.
But after hearing Liam Sheff, I understand why you're a little reluctant. I do.
Yeah. Listen, I didn't even have to listen to Liam Sheff to know that. I mean, you know, it's I had my own reasons, but that was just some I don't know, an affirmation there for my feelings about the situation. But okay, whatever. Hey, to each his own. I don't judge either.
Yeah, we love making fun of the scientific religion, wasting your money to prove to you things that you already know to be true, or you already know to be factual. And that leads to today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope? Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8. You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Today's moment of duh brought to you by the Sedentary Twinkie Foundation. That is the Twinkie that you don't have to get up and eat. Just eat it and get diabetes. That's right. The headline reads, exercise, diet choices can help manage type 2 diabetes. Not one study. Two studies say this now, Super Don.
Newsflash. Yes.
Right. What have we been talking about for umpteen years? I remember the Diabetes Warrior. Remember the Diabetes Warrior?
Steve Cooksey.
Yeah, Cooksey. Yes. He was great. Now, here's a guy. We had never talked to him about homeopathy, right, for pancreas, right? I never talked to him about lycopodium and iris. We had never talked to him about GTF chromium, the 100 micrograms we recommend, 100 micrograms three times a day to reverse type 2 diabetes. This guy simply switched his diet and became super active. Exercise and diet. The two things here in this study, they say, in two different studies, say, hey, they're important factors for helping to manage. These are just managing diabetes, not even reversing it. And, of course, a guy like Steve Cooksey, the diabetes warrior, just reversed it. And how many other folks have done so? In fact, we talked to Tucci.
Stucci.
Okay. Now I'm thinking Stanley Tucci. Stanley Tucci, the Hollywood star. No, not him.
Rocky Stucci.
Yes. And he was on the air with me on his show, and he said, yeah, I had type 2 diabetes for years, and I started exercising, and it basically, you know, if not fully went away, it was incredible. It was almost gone. And so as much as I will tell you, you can reverse type 2 diabetes, and we've written about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, the fact is simple movement, exercise, and a change in diet. Now, partly a change in diet, at least in theory, would bring to you more vitamins and minerals because you're going to move off of the sedentary Twinkie Society protocol and into something like real food and real exercise and real movement. But at this point, can we acknowledge that this study or these studies saying that movement and exercise and better diet is helpful for type 2 diabetes is indeed a moment of duh? Can we retire that once and for all?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll do more studies. But, you know, one thing I want to point out, in the second study, they looked at changing specific diet. They added whey protein to the breakfast, and that had a significant difference as well.
Nicely done, Super Don. I didn't even see that part of it. Get some One World Whey. They got some on deal right now. OneWorldWhey.com. That's the kind of stuff we do every day at home as well. Hey, back after this with Zika updates and questions of the day just for you. My lovely listeners, vitamin L, vitamin G, coming your way.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Let's see what all is coming up. Total Health, Toronto, Canada, 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then, again, still not certain I'm doing the Autism One this year, but I do want to promote it. It's a great, 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 great event, and so important now with more awareness being made possible via the Vaxxed, the movie. Autism One is happening May 25th through 28th in Chicago, Illinois. The 2016 International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, that's going to happen June 23rd through 25th in St. Petersburg, Florida. And then one of the more unusual conferences I've ever been invited to speak at, the International Association for Near-Death Studies. And that's July 28th through 31st in Orlando, Florida. And we're going to be featuring people who have had these near-death experiences in the coming weeks and months, Super Don, whether you like it or not.
What do you mean, whether I like it or not?
Come on. Don't you think it's a little woo-woo for the daytime to do near-death discussions?
There is,
okay,
there is nothing in the world that I would call woo-woo.
Just checking. Street cred.
Listen, it's not a topic that we cover regularly, but it's definitely interesting.
Yeah.
It's definitely interesting.
I'm fascinated by it, and I think this audience can handle it. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the people who've had those experiences, and may even share mine on the air, too. Also, the American Naturopathic Medical Association has invited me to keynote their luncheon and speak on their main program as well, August 26th, 27th, and 28th in the desert of Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll see J.D. on that weekend, too. Homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice, 2016, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, St. Petersburg, Florida. That's just a few of the upcoming events. We'll get you more as they become available to us. But you can always check in at robertscottbell.com to stay up to date with what you need to know. Now, where are we going now? How about the Zika virus? Well, how about the Zika vaccine? Because they're already obviously going gangbusters on who's going to be the first to put it out. When can the government mandate it? When can the CDC put it into the childhood schedule so it's absolved of any liability should it harm or kill you? Or in this case, cause Guillain-Barré. This is the headline. Zika vaccine could solve one problem while stoking another. Now, it's only half true. The half true part, or the true part of it, is while stoking another. That's real. The solving of one problem, that's ridiculous. That's ludicrous. It's not based on any legitimate science, because all of the science we've reported to you, and it hasn't changed, is that the Zika virus is not the cause of microcephaly, the small-headed kids born to women in Brazil. The evidence shows the opposite, that it couldn't possibly be the cause based on the sheer numbers of those with the microcephaly that have no evidence of Zika virus. But that's never stopped the vaccine industrial complex from fear-mongering their shots into existence. But what this guy Thomas Monath has concerns about, he's an expert on vaccines combating these mosquito-borne diseases, he thinks that developing this vaccine against Zika has a major risk for Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, remember Guillain-Barré, this was the big, how would we call it, side effect of the swine flu vaccine campaign Gerald Ford rushed into existence, ended up killing more people than the swine flu did, a lot of paralysis, a lot of neurological problems, and they always call it a rare autoimmune disease. But it's an iatrogenic disease caused by the vaccine and the introduction of things that do not belong injected into the body, and it can lead to paralysis. And so they're saying, well, we've got to attack this Zika because it's causing small heads, but it's not. But if we do this vaccine, it might cause Guillain-Barré, which is a real issue, a real problem, and that is really causally linked to the vaccine, and even this vaccine expert acknowledges it. Even this guy Nicholas Jackson, vice president and head of global research at Sanofi Pasteur, says it's a serious issue. And they want to say, well, we want to know what this GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, we want to know, you know, how we can stop it. You know, I can tell you right now, stop giving the vaccines before you start. Don't even start. And there's no Guillain-Barré issues concerned, except for those who are exposed to larvicides and pesticides. Because these are neurotoxic chemicals. And, of course, neurotoxicity can result in nerve paralysis, nerve damage. But I think I'm speaking too much sense, even though these so-called scientists and pharmaceutical companies know about this and acknowledge it, but they say, well, the risk is small. Is it one in a million? Is it one in 10,000? Is it one in 100,000? How do they know? And like Bob Wright, the guy who headed up NBC and started Autism Speaks and who's been criticized mightily for avoiding a discussion of vaccine safety, now is coming out and recognizing that these vaccines have not been studied adequately for safety and that they do harm, because the vaccine may be the same, although it's probably produced in China, if that's any consolation for those of you who are really thrilled about vaccines. Could it be that every individual receiving the vaccine interacts with that vaccine and the materials injected into them differently? And this is where Bob Wright has left the collectivist mindset, the medical collectivist mindset of the vaccine religion. Whether he is believing in vaccines anymore or not, I could care less, except that he's acknowledging that there is a risk. And that's what has to change, that acknowledgement. Vax the movie, that's what they're saying. Whether you believe Wakefield is for or against vaccines, Del Bigtree is for or against vaccines, Polly Tommy is for or against vaccines, Brian Hooker is for or against vaccines, irrelevant. What that movie shows is that there is a risk, and that that risk has been covered up. Now, of course, the risk in the movie Vax is more for neurological damage causing, diagnosed, if you will, in the autism spectrum. In this case, we're talking neurological paralysis and Guillain-Barré. Super Don, I have to pause here just to see, because you always take these stories and you look at them and you see them differently than I do, in a good way, too, if I'm missing something here. But I'm trying to relate why this story is half right, only half right, because the Zika virus is not really a risk.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, they're continuing to do studies and they're trying to find the links. And it's one of those things where you can't say that it's not possible that if somebody got the Zika virus, that it might have some link somewhere to somebody getting microcephaly. No different than
close to being proven yet, is my point.
No, it's not. Yeah. I mean, they say they're getting closer, but everything is still, we're kind of sure. You know, we're it's looking maybe that way, but the possibility of Guillain-Barré, this is a proven fact. We've seen this happen before.
Exactly.
There's nothing new about this.
All right. Well, since there's nothing new about it, let's pause and go to our listeners, because they deserve a fair hearing when they have questions. So let's hear it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Our first question comes from Wendy. He says, hello, Robert and Super Don, my radio boyfriends. What did you say?
It's her.
It's her. You remember Wendy? She called
Wendy.
Her
that's radio. Right. The radio boy. She hasn't written in a while.
Yeah. Where have you been, Wendy? Neglecting your boyfriends?
Is it something we said?
Did we scorn you? No. We're still loving radio boyfriends.
Damn it. I forgot to send flowers on our anniversary.
Ah, that's it. You and Neil Diamond. All right, my friend. On your April 3rd show, you mentioned a possible protocol for Lyme disease that involved flooding the body with silver. Presumably sovereign silver, my favorite. Could you share that with me? Thank you so very much. Love you guys, Wendy. By the way, Wendy, if you haven't checked your email, I have sent you the information you asked. And I mentioned that.
You suck up.
What?
You total suck up.
Come on. You know, we got to be good boyfriends, right? That's not fair if you ignore them.
I wonder if it's enough. I don't know.
You like to play hard to get. I'm just too easy. She asked for it. I gave it to her. Okay? She's got the protocol.
You lost weight? Oh, yeah. Oh.
That looks good on you. really, no, we've got, if you have a question about that, I'll be happy to send it to you. Just submit your question at robertscottbell.com. We do have another question of the day coming from Harsha. Harsha, she says, good morning. I don't know where Harsha is. She didn't say, because it's morning wherever she is. We briefly spoke on the phone, and I told you that I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis and microscopic colitis. You suggested the silver and aloe protocol, which I am doing, and also suggested that I get food-based selenium. I believe the brand is Megafoods, right? Megafoods, or if you get Innate Response, Jonathan from Choose to Be Healthy, either. Or another one, she wasn't sure. But yeah, either one is fine. They're the same brand, just relabeled, one for professional use. You suggested that I take 400 micrograms a day. Alas, they only make it for 50 micrograms. Well, yes, I know. I take the 50 microgram tablet, but I'll take 4, 6, or even 8 a day, sometimes more. She says the one with E in it has 100 micrograms. I don't know why they did that. In fact, we've had Chris Barr on here talking about the vitamin E study, saying that vitamin E actually is counterproductive in the utilization of selenium, which is counterintuitive for those who bought the study and said, oh, vitamin E is necessary for the utilization of selenium. It's not, certainly not synthetic vitamin E, I'll say that. So she says that would be a rather expensive proposition since each bottle has only 60. I think that the innate response has 90, so it's a better deal, in my opinion. So, Harsha, you get the innate response. Call up Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. And when you get a 90-count bottle, if you need to take 400 micrograms a day, then take eight of the, if I did my math right, eight tablets throughout the day. Because two tablets is 100. So if you multiply that by four, you got 400. And it's that simple. I don't know. I mean, if that's too expensive to spend $24-25 for a month's of supply, or maybe less if you're having to do more, then don't go out to eat, you know, that month. I don't know. I mean, Harsha, I don't know you. I don't know what you do or don't do, but I'm saying this is more valuable. And until you value it enough, you might find excuses to not take the 400 micrograms. You'd be like my mother, whose excuse is, I don't want to take so many pills. Honey, mom, if you need it, take it. And then when you don't need it, you don't need to take as many, okay? But when you need it, in dealing with Hashimoto's and colitis and these things, you may need extra selenium, as well as silica, by the way, to regenerate the tissue within the gastrointestinal tract. That'll help the connective tissue. All right, folks, we're down to the wire here. One more segment before we go outside the box tomorrow with Ty Bollinger and, of course, do some great healing work with naturopath Roseanne Lindsay. We'll talk about, I'm not sure what. Oh, gosh, we got to go there, Super Don?
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dag Nailey, there's another alligator story. Why do they keep coming up? And, of course, it's in Florida. You got this one, a 9-foot-5-er, 9-foot-5 gator trying to get in somebody's house in Plant City, Florida. They got this picture. He's literally propped up, climbing the stairs to go into the house. Please let me in. Who is it? Land shark.
Not right? By the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Andy yes. Graham.
Right.
Right. This is amazing. I mean, this is a gator. I mean, you know, we thought like a 15-foot gator is ridiculous. That's dinosaur size. 9-foot-5 is pretty darn big.
That's still a big one, isn't it?
Folks, they're hungry. They're coming for your kids. Don't let the kids out or the cat. I'm not sure which. Although the cats are less likely to be eaten because they're not on chains. They can run. But the dogs, they eat a lot of dogs in Florida.
Do they really? So,
yeah, don't chain your dogs up in Florida because they can't get away. It's not cool.
Wow.
Not cool at all. All right, kids, let's go on a tour. Super Don wants to take you on a magical mystery tour. And you think this is going to be awesome, but it's a special tour, and it relates to sort of what Liam was talking about yesterday. Super Don wants to take you all to the National Poo Museum.
Yay!
Yeah, maybe we should check with the parents and see if their parents, is it okay if Super Don takes your kids to the boo? No, they're not. They don't want you to do that. Well, as long as they don't get, like, tarnished by it. It looks like the poo is encased in some form of amber or something, so it may be safe.
Now, listen, it won't be too easy to go to this because it's not stateside. This is actually in England.
Oh, our friends at UK Health Radio can go.
Yes, they're the ones that have the National Poo Museum.
Yeah, we missed out on that. The first picture is a baby poo. That's kind of the least offensive poo there is because, right... It's not, no biggie, right? Until they start eating real food. Then suddenly it's like, woo, what is in that diaper? So the British Museum offering those with an excitement for excrement. You can check all this out. But again, fortunately, it's encased in, I don't know if it's amber or it looks like a crystal ball.
Yeah. Well, they all are. I mean, I guess it's not like they want to hand you, you know, a poop. Ooh, look at this. Hey, do you have a napkin? You know, at least it's protected so that you can hold it. But it is kind of fascinating in kind of a weird way because they have, you know, these feces from different types of animals.
Feces from different species.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've never realized, I never wondered, but did not realize that the meerkat has a very unique looking feces.
Right.
Did you have any idea what meerkat feces look like?
I had. I mean, they were always cartooned and Disneyfied, so you never got to look at meerkat poop before.
Right. And then here's this one. This guy's holding this huge. This is the feces of a lion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is a big.
That lion trapped bigger than that guy that's holding it. I'm serious. That lion, stay away. That's like the alligator. You don't want to be there. You don't want to be near there.
And then they end the little slideshow here with the pigeon poop, which.
Have you ever been hit by pigeon poop in the real world?
Yeah. So I think people are probably more familiar with that one than the other.
Remember when TMB was in Latvia or wherever he was, and he got pooped on while he was doing the thing?
I remember him talking about that.
It was too funny.
Listen, don't give me a hard time about this because, I mean, let's think about it here for a moment, okay? What is the thing that you always say that somebody should ask their doctor when they first meet them?
Can I go to the poo museum?
No. Man, come on.
Often do you have a bowel movement?
Right. So we talk about bowel movements then, right?
That's
now,
right.
Dr.
Yes.
King, one of the things that he was talking about with eating, you know, the right types of foods, it causes you to have what? Wonderful, complete bowel movements, okay?
That's true,
He's talked about that before. Now, just yesterday, and more often than I would like, what is it we're talking about on the show? We're talking about enemas, right? So we're interacting with the feces. So listen, listen, poop, that's kind of a common theme on this show.
Right. Yeah, they could. So, there was no examples of coffee enemas there because they couldn't get it into the crystal ball one place.
Yeah, they tried to get the lion to get an enema, but it didn't work out.
Didn't participate. And this is, there's no truth to the rumors that the Isle of Wight, which hosts this museum, is now changing its name to the Isle of Off-White. Not so white anymore. Anyway, that's it for today's show, guys and girls. We'll be back tomorrow with a wonderful hump day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.